Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, May 21st. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 97 years ago, today in 1927, American aviator Charles Lindbergh completed the first nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean, traveling from New York to Paris in the monoplane, Spirit of St. Louis, in about 33 and a half hours. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a fun to medium-sized southwest swell to peak on Tuesday and ease slowly Wednesday through Friday. Light wind and clean to semi-clean conditions are expected on Tuesday. South eddy wind is expected Wednesday through Friday, mainly impacting South County, San Diego. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair at 4 to 6 feet until 11. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1.5 foot incoming tide, when the northwest swell is 3 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3.5 feet at 9:15 a.m. with a 2 foot low tide at 2 o'clock. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 3 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:45. It looks like we're in for some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 63 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 58. Looking ahead in the weather. Wednesday will be cloudy in the morning, then gradually clear with a high near 64 degrees. Thursday and Friday will follow a similar pattern, starting cloudy, then turning partly sunny, with highs in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's 2024 Summer Movies in the Park kicks off at 6 p.m. this Friday with Barbie at Waterfront Park. The event features music, games, bounce houses, and themed crafts for families. The movie starts at dusk. This year, over 100 films will be shown in various parks, including Wonka, The Goonies, and E.T. Sponsored by local organizations, the series celebrates 17 years of nighttime fun. Bring some chairs and blankets for a cozy evening this Friday. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler's court date is postponed to June 3rd after his arrest before the PGA Championship's second round. The world's number one golfer was detained for second-degree assault of a police officer and reckless driving while trying to navigate traffic near Valhalla Golf Club. Despite the incident, Scheffler finished in a four-way tie for eighth place at 13 under in the tournament. Last night in local sports. In game one of the doubleheader, the Padres beat the Braves 6-5. And in game two, they took the loss 3-0. Tonight, the Padres head to Cincinnati to take on the Reds. In top news, A UK judge ruled that Craig Wright forged evidence in his campaign to prove he is Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. Justice James Mellor stated Wright lied and committed forgery extensively, using the courts to support his false claims. This decision, stemming from a lawsuit by the Crypto Open Patent Alliance, prevents Wright from further lawsuits in the UK. The ruling has already led to Wright dropping multiple related lawsuits and significantly impacted the price of his cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. And the mystery continues. In business news, shares of Australia's Star Entertainment plunged 10% on Tuesday after Hard Rock International denied involvement in a proposed takeover. The confusion followed a 20% surge the previous day when Star announced a takeover offer from a consortium purportedly including Hard Rock Hotels and Resorts. Hard Rock's denial has cast doubt on the validity of the offer, leading to significant investor uncertainty. Stay tuned for this one, fleshing out later this week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is back up over 71,000. Ethereum is 3,600. And Solana is $183. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Neuralink's first human brain chip implant has experienced a 75% failure rate in electrode-bearing threads, causing many to retract and shut off. Adjustments to the decoding algorithm have maintained and even improved performance metrics. The patient, Noland Arbaugh, expressed initial disappointment but remains hopeful. Neuralink plans to implant a second patient in June with FDA approval and will address thread movement by implanting the electrodes deeper into the brain tissue from 3 to 5 millimeters to 8 millimeters. And in entertainment news, Kevin Costner's Western epic, Horizon, an American saga, received a 7-minute standing ovation at Cannes, moving Costner to tears. During his speech, he expressed gratitude and promised 3 more installments of the franchise, with the sequel slated for August. The film, a $100 million passion project, explores the American West's expansion through diverse perspectives. Despite some walkouts, the film's compelling preview for the next installment captivated the audience. Horizon features an ensemble cast, including Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington, and opens in U.S. theaters on June 28th, followed by the second part on August 16th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the aviator, Charles Lindbergh. He said, "Life is a culmination of the past, an awareness of the present, and an indication of a future beyond knowledge. It's the quality that gives a touch of divinity to matter." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.